Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Guests, now we welcome in, I think for the first time, the House Chair of the Finance, Revenue, and Bonding Committee and a member of the State Bond Commission, the Honorable Jason Rojas, the rep for the Fight 9th District, representing parts of East Hartford, Manchester, and Glastonbury. Representative, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah. So we want to talk about the state's Town Aid Road Grant, or as you guys like to call it on the Hill, TAR.
I like that.
To pay for summer road repaving work. Well, the summer's over, Jason.
Checks in the
mail.
And
you haven't seen the money yet. How much of a problem is it for the three communities that you represent?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I just drove down the road that connects to my neighborhood, and the road is currently being paved right now.
Oh, good.
So I think the impact on a community is kind of uneven. Perhaps smaller communities are struggling a bit more, but communities like East Hartford and Manchester have moved forward with their road projects. I have yet to hear from my chief elected official at the local level that's an issue, but perhaps after this interview, I might get that call.
So Jason Rojas is with us, and he's a chair. He's an important guy. But let's talk for a minute about the TAR funds and all that. So to this point, as I understand it, the money has not been sent. Is that correct by the state?
That is correct. Yeah, we haven't passed a bond bill, and the administration hasn't moved forward with allocating some of those funds for those programs.
So how are you doing this? How are the towns affording it? By bonding?
I don't know that the towns are bonding at the local level. They have other sources of funding. Perhaps they had projects that are already in the pipeline that are with dollars from another fiscal year.
Right.
So I think town, depending on the town, everybody's taking a different approach. I'm not aware of anyone taking money out of their fund balances to do this work. But certainly I can appreciate that there's concern at the local level about not getting these resources. I mean, but this isn't the first year that this has happened. This has happened in previous years as well, where Governor Malloy withheld funding local funds up until the end of the year. What I think towns are most concerned about is they want to be sure that they're going to get reimbursed for any local funds that they have already used for a project.
Why did the funds get withheld? I don't understand that.
You know, I mean, I think that's a question for the governor. I know for us, both Republicans and Democrats have been wanting to get funds to our local town governments. You know, we don't really want to use those as a part of a negotiation for some other issues that are going on at the state level, but that's really a question for the administration.
Jason, does this have to do then with overall budget issues in the state?
No. I mean, these are funds that we bond year to year. It's been the same amount for quite some time, so it's not necessarily about fiscal challenges that the state might be facing.
Makes no sense.
Is this the type of thing, Jason, that you can call back, you can get called back to special session to solve, or is there a deeper issue here that we're not hitting on?
No, I think when, you know, the governor has made clear that he wants to see a transportation plan pass first, because overall bonding has to factor into that picture if we're not going to find another source of revenue to finance transportation infrastructure. He's going to have to make some difficult decisions about taking those resources out of general obligation bonding.
How do you feel about tolls?
I'm on the record as being in support of tolls. Whatever the plan might be, I'm not so much committed to one plan or another. I do think that we need to find a way to find new revenue for our transportation infrastructure because it's key to our state's economy.
Right. And what I'm hearing, it's inevitable that those will probably come in one form or another. I think the governor's last proposal was we'll hit bridges. So there is that.
Yeah, what's inevitable is we have to pay for it.
Yes,
the big
right.
question is how we do that.
Hey, the other question I had for you is this also then could roll into winter because I remember many winters when it was pretty severe and towns just blew up their entire clearing budget. So that's a problem too, is it not?
That is a related problem. You know, again, some communities are indicating that they use a certain pot of money for those things, and now they're running out. Other communities might operate differently, so it really depends on who you're talking to.
A few more minutes with Representative Jason Rojas from the House Chair of the Finance, Revenue, and Bonding Committee. Jason, are you surprised that you haven't been called back for any special sessions this summer? We had heard so much in the closing days of the legislative session back in June, and so far it's been crickets.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think some of the issues that we have yet to deal with in special session continue to be negotiated. I don't think we should be in a rush to come back into special session. I think we want to come in when everybody's ready and legislation has been vetted and clearly written. We want to do things right the first time and not have to come back to try to fix things.
Would you agree, though, or maybe you wouldn't, that once you get back into session, into the regular session in February, with this being an election year, it might be more difficult to pass some things because representatives are afraid of the repercussions when voters go to the polls in November?
Yeah, I mean, listen, that has been the case for the last 50 years, right? The short session has always been the session where it's been more difficult to tackle some of the more controversial issues or issues that individuals feel might be more controversial at the polls. So, yeah, it is more difficult. It doesn't mean we don't do it.
Right.
You know, we tackle lots of difficult issues, short session, long session. So one like this, I mean, because it's been such a highlighted kind of in the political sphere out there for the last year, certainly it could prove to be more difficult to do it during the short session.
And one other thing, Representative Rojas, is, you know, remember the governor said we're going on a debt diet. Have you seen indications of that since you are on the bonding committee?
Well, yeah. You know, there have been far fewer bond commission meetings. So I think he's living up to that. Exactly what the debt diet is going to look like, I'm not quite sure. Certainly having fewer meetings allows you to bond less. Remains to be seen as to whether we're going to have some meeting in the future. Once the governor gets his transportation plan through, perhaps he'll change his mind exactly about how much of a debt diet he wants to be on. Recognizing, you know, the biggest loser in the debt diet is actually state agencies, right? I know we're talking about municipalities here, but I push back on the administration a little bit with the rhetoric around somehow the legislature is responsible for all this debt. The vast majority of bonded debt is, well, school construction is one, but certainly two, the second one are state agencies, and state agencies are the ones really in need of some of this bond debt so that they can actually execute the responsibilities that they have. So that's housing, that's certainly information technology, all those types of things are really critical to a lot of state agencies being able to do their work.
All right. We've been talking with the House Chair of the Finance, Revenue, and Bonding Committee, member of the State Bond Commission, Representative Jason Rojas from the 9th District. Representative, it's a pleasure to talk to you. Don't be a stranger. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, good talking to you.
Thank you. Happy to be on anytime.
Great.
We'd love to have you on again.
He was good.
Yeah,
he was great.
This guy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.